This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Federal Review of Religious Freedom, led by Philip Ruddock, has reported its recommendations to the government. The review has recommended no changes to the Marriage Act, but has recommended tightening anti-discrimination laws to better protect religious beliefs. Under the review recommendations, religion would come under the same federal protection as race, age, disability, and sexual orientation. Victoria's Education Minister James Molino has said that almost 98% of secondary schools in the state have participated in the Safe Schools program. Speaking at his budget estimates hearing, Molino was questioned by the Public Accounts and Estimates Committee about the money being channeled into anti-bullying initiatives around the state. He said the budget would bring together existing anti-bullying resources, such as Safe Schools and Respectful Relationships, with new ones, centralising them under one government-led initiative. Former tennis player Margaret Court has won a boo-off to take out this year's Golden Gloria Award for the worst homophobic comment. The Glorias, or Gay and Lesbian Outrageous, Ridiculous and Ignorant Awards, recognise the worst comments made against the LGBTI community each year. Court last year said that homosexuality was an ungodly lust for the flesh, and that LGBTI tendencies in young people were all the devil. Practitioners of anti-LGBTI conversion therapy in Victoria could face prosecution as the state government has ordered an inquiry into the practice. Victorian Health Minister Jill Hennessy has instructed the Health Complaints Commissioner to investigate and has not ruled out tougher laws to target religious or health practitioners who attempt to change a person's sexuality or trans status. The inquiry will look into practitioners including registered and unregistered counsellors, clinicians who treat homosexuality, and anyone claiming to convert LGBTI people, as well as faith-based groups who attempt anti-gay conversion. New research has shown that many young gay people say they are reluctant to report hate crimes to the Victoria Police for fear of further discrimination. The report, commissioned by Victoria Police, revealed that young people feared they would be outed or not taken seriously, or that reporting crimes would not achieve anything. While almost 95% of young gay people surveyed had been victims of hate crimes, only roughly 10% of the crimes had actually been reported. Greens candidate Jason Ball has said he wants to be a role model for gay kids after being pre-selected to recontest the once safe Liberal seat of Higgins. He will need a swing of just 8% in this year's election to snatch the seat from Liberal MP Kelly O'Dwyer. He said, "Voters have been left spectacularly disappointed in a Prime Minister who has failed at every chance to stand up to the hard right within his party. Those voters are hungry for change, and I believe we can win them over this time." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Hollywood star Reese Witherspoon is set to produce a documentary on lesbian tennis player Martina Navratilova. Witherspoon's production company Hello Sunshine is developing the doco from out Pulitzer Prize winning journalists Glenn Greenwald and Suzanne Gilbert, which will explore Navratilova's achievements as a social justice pioneer. Greenwald says Martina's role as a trailblazer in feminism, women's athletics and equality far outweigh her on-court achievements. A professional surfer in China is believed to be the first athlete from the nation to come out. In a post on Weibo, Zhu Jingxin said he was gay and would attend the upcoming gay games in Paris as an athlete and ambassador. The surfer, known as Assam, says he hopes his bravery in coming out helps support equality and those who feel lonely. And finally, rugby star Israel Folau has had his sponsored car taken away due to his recent anti-gay comments. Australia's new rugby partner Land Rover took back Folau's vehicle after seeing his Instagram post, which says that all gay people will go to hell. The company say that Folau's views do not align with theirs, while Wallabies coach Michael Cheeger said on Fox Radio that Folau would refrain from making more inflammatory comments for the sake of the team. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.